What's going on, guys? This is the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosts to same game parlays, live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. If you bet $100, you're going to get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. And we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party, April 1st at 7:30 SGP. Will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. So come hang out with the crew. All the info is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
Yeah, and we are also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get into the action, and especially if your bracket was busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. So head over to underdogfantasy.com. Use our promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus of up to $100. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
All right, so we're going to do a quick little video on the 104 draft spot. We are doing a series. We've already done 101, 102, 103. This is a super flex rookie mock draft, and we want to talk about drafting and strategies from the 104 spot. That's my auto pick there at 102. So we got Bijan Robinson, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud off the board. Brad, what is your strategy if you're picking from the 104?
Yeah, I'm trying to trade back. I'm trying to find that Anthony Richardson owner, the guy that wants Anthony Richardson on his team, wants to take that risk because I'm not ready to take it at the 104 yet. I like Jahmyr Gibbs. I like that even though he's under 200 pounds, I'm okay with that. But I'm looking to trade back because there's still a ton of value in the back half of the first round. And if I'm outside of the top three and I'm not getting as close to sure as you're going to get out of these guys, I'm looking to move back now. If I'm stuck at the 104, I'm probably leaning JSN here more than I am Jahmyr Gibbs. Just like the upside that he brings from a, you know, the size perspective, he's at that 200 pound mark, which has really been kind of the new norm for these big time wide receivers. So JSN would be my pick here if I'm not trading back.
And would you try to trade up?
I would not try to trade up here. No.
Yeah, because we talked about that earlier with the others. You know, if you like two quarterbacks and you're at the 102, you can trade back a spot and be okay, but you can't trade back three or four spots. If you're at the 101 and you want a quarterback, don't take him at 101. Know that you can trade back to the 102, 103 spot, get that quarterback plus some. And, you know, me personally, I've kind of got the – Stroud and Young are on the same level, and then it's a drop, and then you have the other guys. And so for me, if I did go quarterback here, I would go Anthony Richardson, and that's just because I'm shooting for the upside. His upside is bigger than any of the other quarterbacks in this class. He is not a safe pick, and I do feel like JSN or Jahmyr Gibbs is a much safer pick. And, you know, Bucky Brooks and Dan Jeremiah say it all the time, you can win a lot of games hitting doubles. You don't always have to go for the home run. So I'm okay with whatever you want to do here, sir.
Yeah, so the only other thing I'd say about Anthony Richardson at the 104 is, how did you get the 104? Did you get the 104 because your team's not that great? Or did you get the 104 because you made a trade and it's somebody else's pick and your team's actually pretty good, right? If I've got two solid starting quarterbacks already, I may be more willing to take that long shot at Anthony Richardson at the 104 if I still have my first-round pick at the 110 or something like that. So if I've got multiple firsts, I'm probably okay with taking that shot at Anthony Richardson here at the 104. That's not always the case, but that would be the one kind of exception to what I talked about before. But we're gonna go with JSN, assuming this is our only pick in the first round. And we're getting our most people's wide receiver one out of the class.
So the rest of the round, it went Bijan at 101, Bryce Young at 102, CJ Stroud at 103, JSN at 104, Jahmyr Gibbs 105, Anthony Richardson 106, Jordan Addison 107, Will Levis 108, Quentin Johnson 109, Zach Charbonnet 110, Michael Mayer 111, Kayshon Boutte 112. This is a very standard ADP based on what we've had before. Yeah, and Josh Downs goes at the 201. So you're looking at the board and you can kind of see, you know, if you're a Charbonnet guy and you're at the 104, you could easily have trade back to the 109, 110 spot, get Charbonnet, and you're probably going to net a future first round pick or an early second round pick. And I'm totally fine with that. I like Charbonnet a lot. And I think that, you know, you know, your team needs are being, you know, most likely being met there. And him and Gibbs are close enough for me that I or JSN close enough for me that I would I'd make the move.
Yeah. So the I think the one other question here is, let's say you're at the 101 and you're rebuilding, right? You're okay with that Zach Charbonnet pick at 110, even in like a rebuild, but you're a couple years out. How nonsensical is it to say, okay, hey, I'm going to try to find the guy who is likely going to be a lower performer next season. I'm going to try to move that 101 to him for a pick and his 24, his or her 24 first, with the belief that you might come out of that with Caleb Williams next year. Is that something you're looking at trying to do when you're, because when you talk about around, you know, especially when you say add a future first, right, you're trying to look at some of these, you're projecting a little bit on what some of these Devy assets are or that 24 yeah. looks like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I killed the Bears for their Chase Claypool pick. I mean, trade. I thought it was ridiculous. Like, that was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But they absolutely won the Carolina Panthers trade. And part of that, and part of the reason I am nervous about whoever goes to Carolina, there's no pick next year. They have no first-round pick next year. So yeah. they traded DJ Moore. And it's like, oh, well, they'll get him a weapon next year. Go get Marvin Harrison Jr. They don't got and you know who's got it? The Bears. And so the Bears can load up around Justin Fields. They could be in the market for Caleb Williams next year if Justin Fields doesn't, you know, show any improvement. They are in a very good spot because they have their pick and the Panthers pick. And I think we both could sprinkle some coin down on it, you know, to yeah. mention our college experience. Put some sprinkle some money on there that they both are top 15 picks next year, maybe top 10. And yep. the Carolina Panthers are not going to have the draft capital. And that's why they're trying to get, you know, Thielen and DJ Chark in free agency, because they don't have, you know, they don't have the draft capital to build around CJ Stroud like the Bears now do because they made that trade back. So
did you see, just because you talked about Carolina, did you see Adam Thielen say that they're a Super Bowl contending team?
Well, I just love the fact that he chose them over Dallas because he thinks they're going to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
That's the only part that was funny to me. The other part was just like, man, he's drunk on the money he just got.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about this on the last episode. Zay Flowers would be the pick hands down here at 204. I have him over Hyatt, over Downs, over Boutte, over Johnston. And we talked about it. What if Zay Flowers goes to the – I don't think this happens, but what if he goes to New England? You know, I'm not going to completely change and take my, you know, Josh Downs, who's my, you know, wide receiver 8 or 9, and put him over Zay Flowers, who's my wide receiver 3, because of perceived draft capital. We mentioned, you know, Treylon Burks versus, like, last year people were taking Treylon Burks at 103, and Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams and Chris Olave are falling to the 8 or the 9 spot.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are you, like, you can't be short-sighted in Dynasty. Like, you cannot do that. But, you know, you do have some spots that just appear to be black holes, and the Patriots is one of them. Yeah. Especially, they just got this, like, mark of the beast on drafting receivers. There's a lot of running backs here. We talked about on the last episode. I would love to trade back from the 204, give me 211 and, you know, a couple thirds, or give me 211 and a future second, because I think that, you know, you could get Abanaconda at 211, 212, and he'll be just as good as the running back we can pick here.
Yeah, this is the first spot I'm thinking about Hendon Hooker, right? So you missed out on the big guys in C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young at 102, 103. So you went with, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs or JSN or whoever. Richardson and Levis are gone before it gets back to you. Hendon Hooker's the last, in my opinion, legitimate opportunity for an NFL starting quarterback out of the class. Doesn't mean that some of these other guys might not get an opportunity to start a game as a backup, but I think Hendon Hooker could be a legitimate starting quarterback. So are you looking at the 204 thinking, okay, let's say this guy gets second round draft capital, really any, whether it be early or late, I don't care, really second round draft
if capital, he's a top 50 pick, and Daniel Jeremiah put his latest top 50 out, and Hendon Hooker's in it. If Hendon Hooker is a top 50 pick, yes, I'm taking him here. This is a super flex draft, and he's like right now, if I said, you know, we're going to start football tomorrow and Hendon Hooker is starting for, you know, the same team that Will Levis is, which one is going to win more games? It's Hendon Hooker. For me, it's Hendon Hooker. He is a better football player today than Will Levis is, and they're both older prospects. I don't know if they're going to get much better. Anthony Richardson, younger prospect, hasn't played as much. You can make the case that the better football is ahead for him. And CJ Stroud's not, you know, he's younger. Bryce Young, you know, they got some experience, but that's the issue with some of the older prospects. There's not a lot of room for growth. It might be finished products. But for me, Will Levis, if this is the finished product and you're seeing such sloppy stuff with the footwork and things like that, that's a concern, the decision-making and stuff like that. So I love it. I was thinking about it here, but I know people are probably going to hate that pick.
That's okay. That's all right. This is the first place that you need to be thinking about Hendon Hooker, though. I'm not saying you have to take him here, but if you're setting at the 204, this is a spot you have to actually consider. Okay, what is my team makeup? What's best for my future moving forward? I think Hendon Hooker.
And you could trade back a little bit, but based on our other drafts, he's not going to make it back to us at 304.
And the NFL draft's going to push him up. Right. I don't see a world where he's not.
If he's a third round pick, we're not making this pick.
Correct. Correct.
So let's make it. And then let's kind of speed through these next ones.
Yep.
We had Josh Downs 201, Jalin Hyatt 202, Devon Achane at 203, Hendon Hooker at 204, Zay Flowers 205, Zach Evans 206, Tank Bigsby at 207, Sean Tucker 208, Kendra Miller 209, Cedric Tillman 210, Tyjae Spears 211, Dalton Kincaid 212. Tanner McKee at 301. Please don't take Izzy. Don't take Izzy. We have Debo McBride at 302. Rashee Rice 303. It's the Izzy pick, right?
It could be. It could be Izzy. I think if you're a tight end.
Oh, he's been going 312. He's been going 312.
He's been going late. Yeah. I think here's where you look at, right, if we think about what we've seen out of all the mock drafts that we've done up to this point, there's a pretty big tight end run that's coming. Yeah. So do you get out ahead of that? Do you take your tight end of choice between Tucker Kraft or Darnell Washington or Luke Musgrave or Davis Allen? Like, do you take your pick of the litter here? Or do you go with what we are seeing available from a value perspective at the running back position and the wide receiver position? We talked about Marvin Mims. We talked about Izzy. We've talked about Chase Brown. We really haven't talked about Deuce Vaughn at all, but he's that outlier. We talked about outlier earlier.
Yeah. If you look at the, you know, like let's look at the last five seasons, how many running backs under 190 pounds have been top 12 fantasy running backs? Yeah. That's for an H, you know, Achane. And you look at Deuce Vaughn, kind of the same situation. How many running backs that size? Like Tariq Cohen had that one good year, but like those kind of guys, just like it's hard to find consistent production out of them. Yeah. And you know, for me, I'm not very interested after the first couple tight ends. Like maybe in the fourth round, maybe as an undrafted free agent. You're not gonna, no matter what, unless you're Kyle Pitts, you're not gonna get that good of production early. And I know people are like, what? He sucked last year. He had 1,000 yards his rookie season.
Yeah.
He's the first guy to do that since, like, Mike Ditka. I mean, it's been a while since, you know, you have Gronkowski and Shockey and Evan Engram. Like, that's three guys in a 20-year span that were, like, top 12 fantasy tight ends and then Kyle Pitts. And so I'm just like, this guy's going to sit on my taxi squad for 3 years. I'm taking a running back here. You're getting quicker return on the running back. I can flip him for other picks. I can use him this year, or I'm just trading back.
Yeah. The only other guy, and we'll just pick Izzy so we can move on. The only other guy that I'm looking at there would be Rakim Jarrett from a wide receiver perspective, right? We talked about Marvin Mims earlier. Those would be the guys at the wide receiver position I'd be evaluating at the 304.
And so round three was Tanner McKee, Debo McBride, Rashee Rice, Izzy Abenaconda. Yeah, Luke Musgrave, Marvin Mims, Darnell Washington, Rakim Jarrett, Stetson Bennett, Max Duggan, Xavier Hutchinson, Rashawn Johnson, Tucker Kraft, and like Brad said, you're probably going to see two or three more quarterbacks and about the rest all tight ends, and there's still guys on the board like Chase Brown still on the board, Eric Gray still on the board. There's still good players on the board here.
Parker Washington still on the board.
and yeah, Parker Washington, Marshawn Ford just went. So, you know, my pick here would be Eric Gray, or actually Chase Brown would probably be my pick. Eric Gray would be my second pick. And then Brad, how far up would you move Parker Washington above those guys?
I would not take Parker Washington above Eric Gray or Chase Brown, no. But I also don't think that this mock, once you get past Rakim Jarrett, is a very reasonable mock, right? Stetson Bennett, Max Duggan, Will Mallory, Ford, like, I don't think those are guys that are coming off the board, quite frankly. So now you're looking at Chase Brown likely gone, Eric Gray likely gone. So this is the point in time where I think Parker, you know, the early fourth round is where it makes sense to me, because I just don't see the draft going this way in the third round.
Yeah, Washington has gone between the 404 and 406 in the other draft. So, and I'm good with taking whoever here.
All right, we're gonna roll with your Eric Gray, even though I should get my Parker Washington take in there, so it's on record.
Well, I mean, we all know that we're putting fab bids in as soon as the draft is over on Parker Washington.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys checking out the show. Please subscribe. Please listen. You know, please give us a like and shoot us over any fantasy football questions. Thank you guys for checking out. And we got one more special offer for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, we are brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and a ton of other states. So be on the lookout for WynnBET Win Hour every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During that Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, which gives you a larger payout opportunity. And on March Madness is here, so there are tons of ways to win using the Big Dance. So sign up today and receive our special offer, bet $100, get $100, that is limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. There are so many things to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We're also brought to you by the SGP Final Four Contest. The SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California on Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all of the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. And we are also running a Masters giveaway. So looking, if you're looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at the Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world, you have an opportunity to win a three-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang out with the guys. The contest is completely free. All you have to do to enter is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win, it's okay. You can still get a discount on the room using our promo code SGP15.
All right. Well, thanks for checking it out. And as always, good luck this season.
Cheers.